People are crowding onto Santa Rosa Island for the Memorial Day weekend. Many are looking forward to the beach parties that mark the annual mostly LGBT gathering at Park East. WUWF's Dave Dunwoody reports.
What we're seeing based on the weather, it's going to be definitely a record-breaking year.
About 150,000 people attended the LGBT-related events last Memorial Day, and organizer Johnny Chisholm is expecting higher numbers this time around.
There were more people on the beach already on Tuesday than they were Friday morning of last year, so the tourists are already getting here. After Ivan, you know, we had a huge setback, and it's just beautiful beaches, and everyone enjoys the company, entertainment, and coming back to see old friends.
A number of events are on tap at Emerald City on Wright Street, the downtown Pensacola bar owned by Chisholm, and considered the headquarters for the LGBT weekend.
This year, everything is being held actually at Emerald City. We have international DJs coming in starting Friday night, and they'll be there Friday, Saturday, and Sunday during the day at the beach. It's like a big festival. Everybody just hangs out and just walks around and enjoys the beach.
Nicole Stacy, president of the Pensacola Beach Chamber of Commerce, did not return calls seeking an interview for this story. But UWF economist Rick Harper says those flying the rainbow flag are helping to bring a lot of green into the area at the kickoff of the summer season.
Obviously, anytime you can bring the beach to capacity, that allows hoteliers to stop offering such discounts during the week and during the weekend, and allows them to generate the income that, well, that keeps UWF students employed during the spring, summer, and fall months as they work their way through school.
When you're strictly a short, hot-weather summer tourist season like the Pensacola area, Harper says you have to make every big weekend count.
Memorial Day, 4th of July, Blue Angels, we have to fill up the hotels and generate business then so that area entrepreneurs can save what they need to make it through the winter months, which are very slow in this area.
Although the Memorial Day weekend is often a gauge of sorts on how the rest of the summer season could go, Harper says 2014 will be a bit of an anomaly.
We had a very slow start to the year, bad weather, not much travel. But what I'm hearing from hoteliers and property managers is that summer 2014, there's more advanced bookings than there were last year. Summer 14 should be better than summer 13. So yes, it looks like we've got a healthy summer season.
Emerald City's Johnny Chisholm says at their event's website, memorialweekendpensacola.com, there are a number of do's and don'ts for beach visitors, both gay and straight, which need to be observed.
Picking up trash, no glassware, wear a lot of sunblock. If you want to park and not take a bus, you got to get out there early and drink a lot of fluids, drink a lot of water if you're going to be there for the whole day.
This is the 19th year that a major gay and lesbian party event has been held at Pensacola Beach, which is part of perhaps the most conservative region of Florida. But organizer Johnny Chisholm says over the years, the level of acceptance by the community has been on the increase.
The first 2 or 3 years was very challenging, and as the years have gone by, it just seems like it's just another event. We don't have the problems that we used to have, and that's been for several years now.
I'm in the spotlight all night.
Perhaps many attending this year's events at Park East are treating them as a celebration of recent gay rights victories. Repeal of the Defense of Marriage Act, a domestic partnership registry in Pensacola, and a growing number of states that have legalized gay marriage. Now at 18, with more expected by the end of the year. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.